Blog Talk Radio.
Solar wants to dance. Good afternoon to you.
This is Don Fleming for the next hour and a half. I'm going to be jamming a lot of great old school dance music, new school dance music, and all in between. Of course, what you just heard, I've been watching you. Of course, we got today's featured artist on the show today. Of course, that is a beautiful song by Mr. Bill Albright, and we have none other than the man himself on the phone lines right now. How are you, brother? Mr. Bill Albright, a.k.a. Anthony Bills. Now, which one
yes,
do you
sir.
Want to be called? Go ahead.
Look.
It's your world.
Bill Albright is my brand name, my label name, my publishing company. You know, when I did this, I always wanted to separate my business from my personal. And so Anthony is my real name, a.k.a. Bill Albright, stage name, baby.
Sir. All right. Well, it's all good. I'm glad to have you on. Again, we're just going to go ahead and chop it up. The song we opened up the show, I've been watching you. What a beautiful, well, I say mid-tempo, slow jam type thing going on. Talk a little bit about the making of that song and produced it and just the whole mood making that. That is a beautiful song. It's, to me, it's one of those throwbacks. You can, you know, it takes you back to like a prom or a homecoming dance, things like that.
Yes.
So, but that's just me.
Absolutely.
Talk a little bit about that song.
Absolutely. Well, when I wrote I've Been Watching You, I actually wrote it for my wife because I met her. We were on a blind date in a restaurant. And I was watching her from the moment she came in. So, you know, I was hearing sounds like the Isley Brothers, Alexandria O'Neal, Peebo Bryson, and it was pretty much affecting me very much. So I said, let me write something that will fit in that genre, and they can hear all them different many people, because, you know, the Isley Bernie go, ooh, and I'm you know what I'm saying? And it's got that Peebo Bryson sound in it. Believe it or not, I wrote this in 1994.
Okay.
Just putting it out. Yes. Yes. So what happened was, during the pandemic, I had taught myself how to play the bass guitar, because every time I picked up the guitar, I would play it like the bass. So after I completed it,
Looks like we got a little audio difficulty. Just want to make sure we got him on. Want to see if he's okay. We just had a little bit of audio difficulty. Bill, you there? Can you hear me? Are you there? We're going to try to get Bill back on again. This is So Long Wants to Dance. Of course, I'm Don Fleming, holding it down from Mr. Wardell Fodge. You guys, thank you so much for tuning in and hanging out. We're going to see what audio issue is right now, but we'll go ahead and get into some music. We come back, we're going to try to get Bill back on, but I definitely want to go ahead and talk about this man's career and talk about his music and what he's been doing. So let's go ahead and get to some music. Take you back to 1991, one of my all-time favorites. We're going to get back to him once we get him back on. But definitely check this one out. Nights Like This by After 7. Guys, keep it locked right here. So Long Wants to Dance.
Was over, your love for me, dimming it slowly. Why couldn't you tell me you had another on your mind? It's no way to treat me when you know how I feel inside. I could not hide the way I felt last night. Tears I could cry. No, got it going strong. I've been walking around town with a smile on my face, trying to fight the hurt, trying to hide the shame, baby.
I cannot cry no more. Now I realize I was too blind, baby. Being a fool in love, you know it ain't right, girl. If you really wanna be happy, baby,
let's fight this fire.
You're listening to Solar Wants to Dance on Solar Records Radio. Don Fleming, Wardell Podge Jr. And, of course, we're going to try this again. Every now and then, we have what you call a gremlin. And every now and then, my grandmother used to say that the devil is a liar. Yeah. Let me see if I get Wardell on, first of all. Wardell, are you there, brother?
Yes, he's trying to call. He's going to call on your cell phone now.
Well, I got him on. I'm going to merge.
Okay, go ahead.
Get him on again, man. Let me go ahead and do the recap. What I just played was Silver Shadow by Atlantic Star. I hear you. We're back on the air, and we started off the block before we got interrupted with the gremlins. We had started off with a little from the Five Heartbeat soundtrack, After Seven, Nights Like This, and, of course, we have Mr. Bill Albright back. You know, I had to merge him on my number, so we don't have any other confusion. You're going to have to listen to head on. This is what we're doing. Wardell, you back, man? I heard you a little feeling under the weather, brother. Are you okay?
No, not at all. And Facebook blocked my account. They blocked my account, and then they said, okay, we're sorry. It'll be back open tomorrow. I'm like, come on, man. It's just a bunch of mess. And then you guys had the problem with the gremlin. You couldn't get my boy on the phone here, so I am so sorry. And do you anyway? There's a whole lot of stuff going on. We gotta make it happen.
I got him on the line with me right now.
We're here now,
and it's a beautiful thing. The last time we talked, before we were really interrupted by the gremlin. You talked about the song, working on the song during COVID. You written it back in '94. Leave where we left off on that part, coming into the pandemic, and as far as just kind of just honing in, because it seemed like every time we always say the pandemic, we honed in on whatever creativity that we could because of the pandemic. Just talk a little bit, leave where we left off on that, man. I apologize.
Well, you know, the pandemic gave us a lot of time to sit still. And when we sit still, we start connecting with the universe through the positive forces.
Yes,
and,
sir.
I believe it 100%. And being the person that I am, I try to stay focused and try to stay connected so I can win. You see, this ain't about me. This is about trying to feed a multitude of people all over the world, whether it's my music or something else. But I know music is the key to the soul. During the pandemic, I started writing new music. I taught myself how to play the bass guitar because every time I picked up the regular guitar, I always played it like a bass. So when I completed the song, I was feeling some kind of way all night long. So I told my wife, I got to go down in the studio because I'm feeling some kind of way, and I don't know what it is. So I went down there. I started writing. There was a song. It was called The Morning Sun. So the Lord tapped me on my shoulder and told me, okay, why are you writing the material when you have this whole album on the shelf collecting dust? There's nobody's hit and nobody listening to it but you. Do what they told you to do, because my friends that helped me were Keith Rawls. He played for Peebo Bryson. Herb Jones, he was an A&R, Columbia, Sony Records. They knew what I had. But see, back then in 94, the music scene has changed. Rap started coming in. So it blew me out the genre, and, you know, the labels didn't want... if it wasn't rap, they couldn't make no money. So I put my music on the back burner. I owned several businesses and concentrated on my other business.
Yeah.
Took that to another level. So when during this time, 3 years ago, I was getting the message that timing is everything. So I listened to the universe. I got up. I learned how to open up a record label, learned how to open up my own publishing company through ASCAP, because I said to myself, the only way I would do this, I have to go all the way business because that's what I know. And so sitting by the phone had a familiar sound to it.
Oh, man.
Billy Stewart. Sitting in the park waiting for you.
Mm-hmm.
So I started hearing sound. So I say, okay, let me look at this here. So I went, sitting by the phone waiting for you. So it started from there. That opened up the door. That was on first base. So I came in last year in the middle of the night. So in the middle of the night was on first, but sitting by the phone on second. So here comes, I've been watching you, the one that I really love and that is close to my heart. And it's on hit a home run and bring everybody home. The reason why I didn't release it first, because the universe told me if I do that first, I wouldn't have anything else out there if people say, okay, this sounds good. Let me go out there and see what else Bill Albright has out there. I wouldn't have had nothing else out there for them to listen to. So the strategy, I believe, was a good one because it did exactly what I planned on doing, is to hit a home run and waking everything else up and coming on home.
I got you. You know, sitting, I heard sitting on the phone. Of course, I'm listening to, you know, thinking about sitting in the park and, you know, both versions. I think GQ also did the version also.
Absolutely.
We're gonna play that part in a moment. But, man, take us all the way. We're going to take us all the way back. I know when the bug hits you as far as the music, and I know if I'm not mistaken, there was a little modeling thing going on in your life. Your journey, to me, it's a lot, especially for the listeners. I know there's a lot, you know, you got a beautiful story to tell. Talk about just some of the things, you know, you spat in New York and things like that. Talk a little bit about that and then how that molded into your music career and you doing what you're doing now.
Well, as a kid, there was some. I was a quiet kid, you know, but I was always around a lot of old folks, you know, that were wise with wisdom, my uncles and my aunts, It instilled something in me. So there was some sort of a spirit that I had that kept coming to me, and to a point where I thought I had ESP, extrasensory perception.
Mm-hmm.
I had favor in my life as a kid, and I didn't know at the time that I was heavenly anointed. So I never told anybody about this, but I was heavy connected.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that I touched always turned to gold, and I always had that favor. So I decided to move to New York City. I was in love with music, trying to win, because I've always heard if you can make it there, you can make it anywhere. My hometown is Baltimore, Maryland.
Okay.
So, you know, a lot of great artists came from Baltimore, like Billie Holiday, Huey Blake, Mesa Leek. Mesa Leek used to work for her mother used to work for my family.
Okay.
Back in Baltimore. We ran the first black-owned supermarket chain in Baltimore City called Superprize Supermarket.
Wow.
So we saw Drew Hill used to come in, you know, a lot of sorts of Toni Braxton, you know, she's from B-More, and George Clinton used to come on by, and Bootsy Collins, I met him in Baltimore at that time. So, you know, music always was with me. I've always followed my mom. She loved Minnie Riperton, Dionne Warwick, you know, Cab Calloway, Nat King Cole. So the music was always around, and it stayed in my head. I had the love of it, and I wanted to be like Michael Jackson in the Jackson 5. I used to have mics hanging from the ceiling. I used to be singing George Benson, the Isley Brothers, and all that kind of stuff. So it stayed with me for a long time. And so when I moved up to New York City, a good friend of mine, who his name was Phil Clendenin. Phil gave me a recording studio engineering, and which led to other things, professional modeling, you know, whatever it was. I realized that I was multi-talented, so I tried to do whatever it was that I could do, that I knew how to do, the best I knew how to do. And it gave me a lot of experience because I stayed focused no matter what came up against me, because I knew that I was highly favored and heavenly anointed. So I started hearing, I'm into harmony. I started hearing different sounds coming in my ear, and waves, and you know, when you connect it, I mean, you become an instrument. You have different notes. And the different notes, you know, to me, are like the sleeping giant that's inside of all of us that we need to wake up. And we are very powerful individuals. You just have to know who you are and stay obedient to move on what you hear. It's just something special to be chosen to do what I do. And it's not about me. This was a legacy to my grandkids, my grandkids' grandkids, a legacy to my grandfather who came over here from Calcutta, India. His last name was Campfire. And who married my grandmother and changed his name. You know, that's when the Bills came on the end of it. So they want to know where Bill Albright came from. Bill Albright came from, my last name is Bill, E-I-L-L-S. So I say, okay, people used to call me Bill. And then the cleaning service, professional cleaning service I've owned for over 30 years is called Albright Cleaning Services Incorporated. So I said, okay, let's use Bright. So Bill Albright. And that's how I came up with my production company name, my label name, and my publishing company. It's all under Bill Albright, LLC.
There's a lot of, there's a lot of history in your journey, and we just want a little snippet. I know you guys are from, you know, being from the Baltimore, and I'm assuming, you know, the DMV area, period. I'm sure there was a little go-go. You guys were influenced by a little bit of the go-go era, the go-go music in the era, were you not?
Yes, we were in into that as well. You know, at the same time, you know, I was into war, man drill.
Come on now.
You know what I'm saying? I can take you back. And then we used to go Rock, Pebbles, and Sand by, it was, what's his name? Herbie Hancock. You know, man, it was just, it's just been a great thing, and a great journey that I've been on. Now, it's not to say that it's been easy. I've been grinding. I've been working very hard for this. And I tell people I'm in a 30-30-30. I've been married for over 30 years. I've been in business for over 30 years, and I've been in my home for over 30 years. So, you know, the Lord has been great, and he's been good. But I've been putting in my time, and I've been putting in my work. And the number one important thing that you have to do and know, number one, help somebody along the way. Reach out and help. That is where your blessings are going to come. You see, I'm a giver, and I gave at one time so much of myself that I didn't have anything left. I gave even a cop a penny in my pocket because I knew that I was gifted. I knew that I was going to be fed. I knew that I was going to be put clothes on my back. I knew that I was going to breathe the air that we breathe out here every day because of who I am for the most highest power in the universe. So I heard a multimillionaire said, if you haven't hurt, you haven't given enough. So I stuck on to that, and I just do what I do, man, trying to win, and I want to be a role model for a whole lot of you out there to let you know that you can do it too. You just can't give up. You got to get over the hurdles and stay focused. The enemy is going to come after you. A new level comes a new devil. But if you know who you are, you're going to make it through.
Man.
That's the faith.
That's beautiful. That is beautiful. And guys, we got some gems right now. For all you listeners out there, I mean, this brother is, I would say young brother. This young brother is spitting out some gems right now. Of course, we know your career, your businesses, your just the fact that you're able to at least pass on generational wealth. That's a beautiful thing. And like I said, and the kids and the grandkids and whatnot, they're going to be playing your music, and their friends' friends
yeah.
is going to
yeah.
play your music. Your music is going to live on. But I want to rewind for a quick second, man. You had talked about Sitting in the Park, of course, by Billy Stewart, and of course,
yeah.
you remade that. Sitting by the Phone. You briefed a little bit about it, but for those who are just tuning in, talk a little bit about the inspiration, which you already said, but I just wanted, for those
yeah.
who just tuning in, talk a little bit about just the inspiration of Sitting by the Phone, and we want to play that shortly, but please lead us into that, and we'll go ahead and take a quick break, but the floor is yours.
Yes. Sitting by the Phone, I was hearing that sound by Billy Stewart and GQ. Sitting in the car, waiting for you.
Yeah, you about to get me to sing with you. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So when that came into my mind and mm-hmm. I heard that song, I said, you know what? Why sitting in a park? How about sitting by the phone? So I started out with the melody. The melody was sitting by the phone, waiting for you. To call my home. Heaven, I've given you all my love. And heaven, I've been good to you. I want to feel the love inside you. So baby, please listen to me. Sitting by the phone, waiting for you. So that's how that became. And that opened the door. Bill Albright, come on in.
Well, hey, and guys, again, you're listening to Solo Records Radio. Solo Wants to Dance. Today's featured artist, Mr. Bill Albright, aka Anthony Bills. Of course, we want to go ahead and get into that song. Going to take a quick break, but in the meantime, check this out. It's a beautiful song. It's a beautiful little rendition. But Sitting by the Phone, of course, you guys check it out. Let us know what you think in the comment section on Facebook. All that good stuff. Sitting by the Phone. Of course, Mr. Bill Albright. Guys, keep it locked right here. Of course, Don Fleming, Wardell Potts Jr. And yes, today's featured artist, Mr. Bill Albright, of course, sitting by the phone, not to be confused with sitting in the park. But what a beautiful man. I'm humming. I'm listening to the song and I'm humming. He's like, yes, brother, that's it. I feel it.
Yeah, you know, it's really an honor, man, because I wanted to write music where everybody could like. It wasn't about a black thing. It wasn't about a white thing. It was about a soul thing that, you know, music that could get to your heart, that you could feel it. That's what it's all about. That's the type of music that's going to be around for a long time.
Oh, definitely. You know, and this is the beauty of, you know, good soul music, because it is from the soul, duh, but it also, there's some substance there, man. And again, when we talked about the generations down the road, you talk about the grandkids and whatnot, that's a true statement.
Yeah.
That's gonna stay as long, I mean, you know, God's gonna, you know, there's gonna be the time that we check out of this earth physically, but leaving that legacy, leaving that print, on your legacy and the music and what you're doing, you know, with your businesses and whatnot, man, that's gonna be a lifetime. And that's the beauty, what you put on this earth. My grandmother always said, it's not about those 2 years on that tombstone.
Yeah.
It's about what you did in that dash.
Exactly.
And that's a beautiful thing. It's all about the dash. And that's, you know, people look at me like, what are you talking about? No, you know, on the tombstone where you have the birth and the death, and then there's that dash in the middle. The dash is what you contribute in life. Is all about that dash. And if you look closely, you can definitely cipher in and understand what this person was all about.
Absolutely.
And again, but man, don't get me started, but I think what you've given the listeners is just a great gem of knowledge, not just your music, but just the fact that you are a pure soul. You're full of heart and soul, man, and that's the beauty. When you get into these conversations, it's all about connecting. And brother, you know, we definitely connected. And I don't want to hold you up because I can talk and I can hold you up.
No, you're not holding me up. I'm enjoying this.
We talked off there. You know, I'm definitely enjoying sitting, listening to your song and humming the song. But any upcoming tour dates or anything like that in any social media before we get up out of here? But I do know, I don't want to hold you up, but I know you know, we're having a good time, but I do just want to go ahead and get into the formality of things. Do you have anything lined up in the future?
I don't have any dates lined up at presently, but I'm really looking forward. I can't wait to perform I've Been Watching You and all, because when I do, I'm coming out to stay dancing. You hear me? Because it's just one of those tunes that really hit close to my heart. And all. So what I'm working on, just trying to decide what I want to release yet. I might go into a little bit of jazz tune, you know, because I got a number of stuff up under my belt. So,
please keep us posted, please.
I sure will.
And I tell you what, do you have any for the listeners out there, any websites or anything that thing they can go to is follow you on Instagram? Are you on social media?
Yes, I'm all over social media platforms. You can find me at Anthony Bills, and you can find me at Bill Albright. They are both connected from Facebook to Instagram to TikTok.
TikTok,
you
nice. Okay.
That particular tune, that particular clip on TikTok, when I released it last week, got over 21,000 views.
Wow.
And that was a blessing because, you know, I need to be motivated too. So that was very encouraging to me.
Oh, man. Well, we're connected. We're connected on Facebook and whatnot. Before we go, I want to talk about one more song we got here. You know, we got in your repertoire. It's called In the Middle of the Night. Talk a little bit about that, the making of that, and what was your inspiration behind that song? And we're going to go ahead and play that too.
Yes. You know, In the Middle of the Night was really a fun song for me. And believe it or not, I really wasn't going to release it. But after I let a few of my friends and my consultants listen to it. You know, Rita King and William Pill Jr., which is B.B. King's people, which are my people, been my good friends for years. They are the ones that helped me with the record label over in the U.K. So when U.K. got it, U.K. got my stuff. They said, Bill, In the Middle of the Night is the one because it's very commercial. I said, really? I said, because I wasn't even going to release it. And then I talked to my other friends, and they said, well, I thought you were going to release In the Middle of the Night. I said, really? They said, yeah, because it's commercial. And a whole lot of people doing a whole lot of things in the middle of the night. So it was something fun for me. It was a dream that I had, you know, about a girl. In the middle of the night, and it woke me up, and you know, that's pretty much how that became.
You know, it's funny that, you know, we talk about the UK a lot, you know, when it comes to, you know, the music we play, but for some reason we can make the music here, over there they preserve it. It's to me, artists, you know, back that I grew up listening, you know, I was born in 74, so I grew up in a lot of great 80s music, and a lot of those artists I grew up in, blessed to get a chance to interview as I got older.
Yeah.
A lot of them go to the UK, they go to Japan, they go to all these areas, especially in the UK. It's something about how they embrace soul music and really black music, period, here. It's just something about that, man, and I'm hoping you get a chance to go out there and perform and play, and for them to just display your catalog of just great music, especially the ones I've heard already, and I'm already in love with them. So
yes, sir.
I'm
looking forward to it. I have been over there, and, I have a 45 on Soul Junction Records over there.
Okay.
Side A sitting by the phone, side B in the middle of the night. So it's doing good, as on vinyl, 45. So I was pretty happy about that. I collect royalties from that too and license fee. Taking care of business is very important out there. That, I've had things stolen from me from the past. I don't know. You guys don't know, but I was an inventor of Clothing Glow. Clothing Glow, if you see these guys out here, these artists, they might have lights on their clothes lighting up and sneakers and their pants and stuff. And that was my invention in 79. What happened was Mom got sick. I was in another direction at the time, and the company made an offer to buy it from me, which they did, because, I was in another direction. So when they bought it from me a couple of years later, that's when you had the sneakers come out that light up. That's when you started having the clothes and everything started lighting up.
Okay.
That was my invention, and I still have the prototype and the paperwork to prove it. So I've been favored all my life. I was just trying to figure it out. But now that I'm at an age that I can figure it out, I'm trying to make a difference. I want to be a role model for you. I want to be a role model for the kids. I want to be a role model for people that are out there that's trying to make it and trying to win. If I can do it, I know you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
Just dig deep inside. Of course, look, I'm going to tell you this. It wasn't easy for Jesus. So how you think it's going to be easy for you? But you got to remember that you have the support.
Love it, guys. Again, you're listening to Solo Records Radio, Wardell Posse Jr., Don Fleming, of course, today's featured guest. Again, more gems out the wazoo, Mr. Bill Albright. We're going to go ahead and get into this song in the middle of the night. We're going to come back, and we're going to tell, do the social media thing we did before, but for those who didn't get a chance to hear it before, we're going to go ahead and check out this song. You guys keep it locked right here again. You're listening to Solo Records Radio. This is In the Middle of the Night by Mr. Bill Albright, a.k.a. Mr. Anthony Beals. Guys, keep it locked right here.
How you doing? I had the funniest dream about you last night, girl. Must be a love thing. Had me tossing, turning, holding my pillows so tight.
When I woke up, from a sleep.
be a love thing. Huh. Well, let's make this real. Right now. It's just you and me.
You know what? I love that. I'm vibing on this song. I'm hearing a little bit of that bass line, Betty White, Tonight. I'm hearing a little Bobby Purifoy, I'm Your Puppet. If you guys remember from the Boomerang soundtrack, all the way back 1992, there was a song by Shanice called Don't Wanna Love You. And I'm hearing the little I'm hearing all of those elements.
That's right. Absolutely.
Now I know when you playing it and when you wrote it and did your thing, what drew inspiration? I mentioned Betty White. I mentioned I'm Your Puppet. Did those elements draw inspiration?
Yes, 100%. They did. Especially Betty White with that bass line is there. It was just something that. I just kept hearing. I said, okay, well, let's do this, you know, and all. And this is how it came out. So,
I love that. I love that, love that, love that. You know what? That's one of those songs, again, it's one of those, even though it says in the middle of the night, it's one of those get up and go songs. When you get up in the morning and, like, you're ready to just punch the sun, you know, because you're ready. You know, you're ready to get up and go. And it's just a beautiful, happy vibe to that song. And again, when I hear it, because I was singing I'm Your Puppet a little bit. I know my horrible voice, but no, it was off the air. And I'm like, I'm singing I'm Your Puppet. So, but I can hear those elements, those classic soul elements, and then the blues with the bass line. I mean, so many things there. But again, I can go on forever. We got about another 31 minutes left of the show, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in and hanging out with us. We do this every Saturday, Solo Wants to Dance, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Make sure you tell a friend and tell a friend on Facebook. If you're on Solar Records, well, if you're on Facebook, like Solar Records World Radio, like the page, tell a friend to like the page, tell a friend's friend to like the page. You know how it goes. Of course, we're sitting here talking with Mr. Bill Albright. Before we get out of here, please, the floor is yours. Any final thoughts on your music and where we're going to go in the future, what we're going to hear, what can we hear from you in the future? Anything, any surprises and anything you're working on right now? I know the pandemic, you know, we can always talk about the pandemic, but I'm talking about right now. Anything in the future for Bill Albright for us to be on the lookout for?
Yes, you know, be in the lookout. Like I said, I'm trying to decide on what song I wanted to release next. And, you know, I did something by the Isley Brothers, Lost in Your Love.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been thinking about, you know, releasing that one. I'm not sure. I've also wrote some stuff that sound like George Duke.
Okay.
in the background. So I'm not sure. I'm just trying to, you know, let the universe talk to me, and it'll let me know once I get comfortable and connected what I want to do. So far, it hasn't failed me yet, so I'm just going to try to stay focused.
Well, please, man, we want to be the first to know, especially on Solar Records Radio. Definitely, you know, highlight your music, because what you're bringing out, a lot of people, you just don't know who needs to hear your music.
Yeah.
You know, and because you draw a lot of great inspiration from it. I think it's to me, I always tell, like I used to tell my students, it's tantamount. It's tantamount to draw inspiration from something. Because that'll define who you're going to be, who you want to be.
Yeah.
So, and then you never know. It's whether it's music, whether it's art, whether it's whatever, you know, whatever that you, you know, you plan on, in whatever your endeavors are. I think it's important to look at that piece of drawing that inspiration from something and making it a part of your DNA and who you're going to be in life.
And being original.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Most definitely. Before we go again, once again, bring out your social media pages one more time for the listeners. Where they can find you and where we can purchase your music. You know, please go on. I'm assuming Spotify, Apple Music, all that good stuff. But definitely, if people want to buy your music or definitely support you financially and support you, just period. Where can they go?
You can go to Facebook, all of my social media pages at Anthony Bills, a.k.a. Bill Albright. You'll see me with my head stuck out in a yellow 45. You know that's me. You can find my music on all of the streaming platforms worldwide. Also, you can go to check out SoulJunctionMusic.com is where you can buy my 45 from UK.
Okay. And I'm loving, and I'm saying this, you know, off the cuff. I'm loving your hat game, by the way. Your hat game was impeccable.
Yeah, I appreciate it. That's that brand. That brand, and you know. Yes, sir. I appreciate that very much, and I thank you guys for all the support that you have given me.
No doubt, man. No, we're glad to have you on. Please come back. Let's see if we can get Wardell. I know he's been a little under the weather. I'm going to troll him a little bit. Wardell, are you there, brother?
Yes, I am.
Well, man, I just want you to get your rest, but do you have any final words, man? I'm trolling you a little bit, but I know you'll be all right.
Well, I'm grateful. I think you guys had an amazing conversation, and that's so good for the listeners to get an idea of who this brother is. And so they got blessed and because you guys had such a wonderful conversation. So thank you so much. Really appreciate you, man. And may God be with you and keep up the great work.
Thank you.
Don, you're amazing. Yeah, and you're amazing. Did you get Greg's questions in, Don, by the way?
I saw a couple, but you know, I'm half asleep when he sent me stuff, so my apologies. But okay. I think we did okay.
Okay, great. And then, and Greg, thank you for supporting and bringing this brother to us. We appreciate you, man. Much love. And
yes,
that's pretty much it. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
Yeah.
Well, do your thing.
Yeah,
I'll catch you later. All right, Don.
Well, hey, man, I appreciate you calling in and checking in with us. And Bill, on your end, man, please come back. Any final words to the listeners? Any words of wisdom? I know you had a lot of them, but I'm a milk you dry, brother. Any more words? Any more words? Inspiration for all the listeners before we let you go.
Pray. That's all I can say.
There it is.
Be encouraged, uplift, motivate, and encourage others along the way.
Well, there you have it, guys. Again, thank you so much for hanging out with us. Thank you so much for blessing the time and blessing your presence with us and getting a chance to hear those gems. And please, 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 and I say this like James Brown, please come back.
Please. I will, Don. I will. I promise you. I very, 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 thank you for this support.
No doubt. Well, hey, man, you take care of yourself again, guys. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Anthony Bills, a.k.a. Bill Albright, blessing the phone lines again. We got to do it again.
Yes, sir. Have a great day.
You too. Well, guys, thank you. No doubt. Guys, thank you so much for tuning in. For all the listeners out there, of course, this is Solar Wants to Dance. Want to make sure you guys hear the dance part. And, of course, we want to go ahead and give you a classic from Mr. Alexander O'Neill, and then I'll come back on the other side, guys. Keep it locked right here. Solar Wants to Dance.
No, I didn't write the book on
Solar Records Radio, giving you a little roller skating jam by Miss Vicky D from 1981. Name of the song is called "This Beat Is Mine." Before that, New Jack Swing from the New Jack City soundtrack. Mr. Christopher Williams from 1991. I'm Dreaming, and from his Hearsay album, started off the block, Mr. Alexander O'Neill. What Can I Say to Make You Love Me? Produced by none other than Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. 8 minutes left. About time for us to roll up out of here, but thank you so much for tuning in. You know what? See if our man's on here right quick. Wardell, you there, brother? You feeling a little better?
Yeah, the show made me feel better, but I'm still sick. My throat is so scratchy.
Oh, man, a scratchy throat or not, we're glad you're here, even though, you know, I'm gonna get on Wardell, even though he's sick. I'm gonna get on him because he woke me up. And he knows I work nights, and he woke me up. But no, seriously, I'm glad to do it. Got a chance to talk to a brother, a
a brother that was just down to earth. And of course, Anthony Beals, we had him on the show. His music library is just amazing. And please support that brother. Support his music on Spotify, Apple Music. Do we still hear iTunes? Is that still a thing? Is iTunes still a thing?
I think so.
I think so. Yeah, that NyQuil's kicking in, ain't it?
Oh, man. Hey, well, I was knocked out. A good thing I set my alarm, because the alarm woke me up and said, your show is starting in a half an hour.
Your show is starting. I came in. I uploaded the music like 2 o'clock this morning.
Oh, geez. And then I went in and changed the name. I mean, he got two names. He got two different names. So I was like, oh, my God, which name is it? And so I called him. I said, which one of your names is this? And he goes, yeah, my brand is Bill. What do you call him?
Bill Albright. Yes, Anthony Bill, a.k.a. Bill Albright. And, again, we had just an amazing time, a great conversation. I enjoyed it. I'm assuming he enjoyed it. So
yeah, I can tell he enjoyed it.
Definitely want to get that brother's name out there and just the legacy that he's going to leave for his kids and grandkids and whatnot. Just an amazing soul, man. And I definitely want to get his name out there and you know, playing his music on Solo Records Radio, man.
Okay. Can I play the closing song?
Huh?
No. Can I play a closing song?
You want to play a closing song? Remind the people what's up for tomorrow, man.
Tomorrow's Praise and Worship.
Praise and Worship.
We'll be on at 3 p.m. Eastern. My show will be happening if it's not one way or another. God, he always provides.
He's going to be full of NyQuil, too. Maybe you should take some DayQuil. You know, there's
no
a difference between DayQuil and NyQuil.
I want the NyQuil to put me to sleep.
You take us home, man.
I don't like this feeling. Put me to sleep. Yeah. That's right.
Hey guys, thank you so much for hanging out with us and hearing me complain and hearing Wardell, his voice come in and out being all sickly. But he'll get better just like I'll get better. Well, hey, man, the floor is yours. We got about another 4 minutes left. Thank you again, guys. Thank you. To support the show, go to SolarRecordsRadio.com if you want to get some cool merchandise by supporting the show that way. If you want to donate to the show, you can go to that same website. I want to remind you. Also want to remind you, I let the words get ahead of me a little bit. But go ahead and hit us on Cash App, $ Solar Records Radio. Close us out, Wardell. That sounds like Isley Brothers.
Yes, it is. And don't forget to go and buy my new audio book. SolarRecordsRadio.com. Please go and I think you would love the story. It's the third chapter. So please check it out. We love you guys. Have a blessed weekend to all of our friends.
Have a good one. All right.
To my girl. And my girl in the UK, you know, we're still there. Yeah. So you hang in there. Much love. All right. Talk to you guys later. See you later, Don. Bye, Don.
No, no, all in my mind.
Oh, breeze makes me feel fine.
Blowing through the jasmine in my mind.
Makes me feel fine.
Blowing through
Hold me in the evening.